Coach, you're kind of on a good run here to start the year. Got a win over John Mall here tonight, the third on the season without a loss. So give us some thoughts on your team so far here through the first couple of weeks.
I think we've done, you know, some good things. We've got some new girls to fit into the mix, so we're just trying to find the right chemistry. That's always kind of the big issue, I think, is finding the right chemistry between the girls. But we've got some that work hard and are super coachable, and so I'm excited about our possibilities.
Yeah, and what kind of momentum do you have coming off last year where you made it all the way to the state semifinals before you lost to eventual state champ Wiggins? I'm sure that experience has to help your returning girls this year.
Yeah, I think it gave them, you know, some confidence and just the knowledge that we are able to compete with people and just the experience. You know, there's not really any replacement for experience. Like, you do have to have that game experience. So quite a few of them got that. They had some really good seniors that modeled really good leadership for them and really carried us through that. And I think that the younger girls are picking up on that as well as we move forward.
Gotcha. What about tonight? You jumped on John Mall pretty quick in that first set. You missed a chance at a sweep there in the third. But overall, how do you feel your kids performed tonight?
I think we did all right overall. There, you missed serves that we'd like to take back and a couple of swings here and there and just kind of miscommunication plays. But the important thing is that once we did that, we were able to respond really well and came back and won a decisive fourth game. So I thought that was a pretty good win for us overall.
Okay, Rye coming up next. You have Honey in the first meeting coming up on the 14th. So a couple of key matches for you league-wise here over the next 7-10 days or so.
Definitely. And we've just talked about, you know, getting better each day and not really focusing on the opponent as much as just getting better each day and controlling everything that we can control. Because, you know, in 2020, 2021, who knows, you know, what can happen. So you've always got to kind of be ready to adjust and adapt as we need to.
Now, you mentioned leadership and gaining experience from last year. I'm sure you're leaning a lot on Emily Flanchett for some of that. She's a senior. She's played a lot of volleyball for you over the years, so she's a key play for you this year moving forward.
Oh, yeah. She's a very athletic kid, smart kid, very coachable, and she's just very versatile. You know, we've had to kind of move her around a little bit to fit what we need best, and she's been very unselfish about that. But we've also got quite a few. We've got Brooke Bell that played in the back row for us for 3-4 years now. We're going on our fourth year, and we've got Janice Wetzel that's done quite a bit for us too. So we've got quite a few that we're leaning on to
right.
Carry us through.
And then some underclassmen, Bailey Stowers, I think, is going to play a key role for you. Olivia Romero, another one you're going to have to lean on a little bit as underclassmen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're just, you know, I think we're really lucky. We've got some really, really good, solid girls that are really good kids overall and then play hard, too. And they're a fun group to coach. And that class of juniors are just, they're really solid. They have been since the time that I've gotten here, you know, even as eighth graders and freshmen. So it's been fun to watch them grow and just see their hard work pay off for them.
And what about goals for this year? I know you say you take it one match, you only worry about what's coming up next, but you made it almost to the championship game last year. Is that kind of the goal, take that next step and get a chance to play in the final match of the year?
Well, obviously, I think that's everybody's goal. You start off, and I feel like there's so many variables, you know, that can happen and play into it. But obviously, we always want to continue to get better each year, so that would definitely be a good goal for us.